I'm Andy Hamer, and this is Dave Podmore's Cricket Night.
Podmore's ducked right into that bouncer, I'm afraid, and, well, he's really going to feel that one. He tried to get away from it, but the bouncer just followed him away to square leg there. And now there's another bouncer jumping on Podmore's knees. Well, gee, if you try to gate crash the members' bar in the middle of an over, well, you're just asking for it. Yeah, no, as a professional cricketer, at the end of the day, you've got to set out your stall. I like to put mine by the car park exit right next to the speed bump. It's about displaying your wares. I sell off my bat, pads, stumps, stump camera if I can grab it before the Sky Boys, empty glasses from the bar. Well, I think Podmore nicked that, and the bowler's asking the umpire the question, did he nick it? Well, Podmore's just standing down the other end with the DVD player under his arm as if butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. But, well, I think he's going to get away with it. Yep, everybody saw it except the umpire. Extraordinary. Then there's cushions, bars of soap, bog rolls from the dressing room toilets. People are always going to want them, aren't they? A bit of lead off the pavilion roof. That table the St John's Ambulance blokes never use. I'm looking to clear £300 or £400 by a close of play at the end of the first day, yeah.
Oh, and he's hit that like a kicking horse. That's absolutely...
It is a kicking horse. I beg your pardon. I'm afraid even if you are a mountain policeman, there's no point in approaching Podmore when he's in that kind of bad temper. And I really do think that it's time the police were given firearms, and I think everybody should be given firearms. I know I could certainly do with one. I had a very good dinner the other night with Tony Martin, who was an absolutely delightful chap.
You're supposed to come in there, Pod. We're sort of running out of time.
Sorry, right, I just dropped a flag under the table. I didn't know if it had gone out or not. That's it, right. OK, let's make local radio.
The career of an international cricketer is inevitably a short one. And after 32 years, Dave Podmore knows it's time to start thinking of the future.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I was playing hard to get, and I was the meat in a Leicestershire-Derbyshire BAP. It was sort of a softly, softly catchy monkey situation whereby both halves of the BAP lost interest, and, well, Dave Podmore was on the floor with the gherkin. Yeah.
Pod, are we going to do this or not?
Oh.
I haven't seen my kids for weeks.
Sorry, I didn't... Yeah, OK, let's take it from the top. Cue grounds. Now... Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, God. Shame we're not advertising kitchen towels.
Adding another string to his bow has brought Pod to the studios of Conquistador Radio of Hinckley.
No one likes poss on the patio. I'll do it again. No one likes moss on the patio. I'm Dave Podmore, and I hit moss for six with System 30. Now available in a 5-gallon drum. So you can do your path too. How's that? For value. Woo! Well, that's the one, isn't it?
OK, thanks. We'll leave it now. See you next time. Bye.
Well, right, where are we having the rap party?
I think everywhere's shut, Pub.
Well, should we just get a few beers in and listen to the playback, then? Hello? Hello?
I'm not interested in averages, Briggsy. I want the best. Give me 300 words on Rumpy Pumpy in the pavilion or your arse is in the shredder. What's this picture?
It's Brian Lara scoring 400, Chief.
If there's any scoring, I want Posh and Bex in there, son.
I'm at the august offices of the New Look Wisdom, the cricketer's Bible. Pod's exploring the media as a potential future career. He's pitching an exciting idea for next year's almanac.
Well, you tell me what's going to shift more copies. A cover photo with an attractive young lady wearing batting gloves and very little else. Or some bloke you can't pronounce playing an off-drive.
I hear what you're saying, sweetheart, but budget-wise, they got me by the nuts. Tell you what, I can go to £35 for a morning shoot, but I can't promise you or your missus nothing.
Well, if that's your attitude, you can forget it. Jackie, put your clothes back on, love, we're going home.
You lot are sad. Oi, Lee, what's this poo you're giving me?
Christopher Martin Jenkins' analysis of the country-county dichotomy.
Tell him I want the 10 most bonkable women cricketers, or I'll give him a dichotomy with this here spike.
The game has moved on since the days when all a cricketer had to look forward to after retirement was running a pub or opening a sports or Nazi memorabilia shop. Now the retired professional is a marketable product. And with that in mind, Pod's gone to BBC Television Centre to put himself in the frame for an appearance in one of their flagship programmes.
Get off me, will you? Just I'm not bloody Alan Titchmarsh showing you how to do your garden. I tell you what, I'm not watching BBC Three again, so you, my friend, have lost your viewer!
So, that was a bit disappointing.
Oh, not really. I wouldn't have had the time anyway.
Well, in my view, they think it's all over, isn't a patch on a question of sport.
No, Doctor Who, Andy.
Oh.
Well, nobody's happy with the new one, and there's no one knows more about the show than myself.
Oh, I thought Mike Gattinger would go a complete set of DVDs.
Well, let's face it, he wouldn't even get in the TARDIS these days, would he? I mean, Daleks would get up and down the stairs quicker than Gat. Have you got your penknife, Andy?
Sure. What are you doing, Pod?
Just slashing the tyres on the Director General's car.
Is that wise?
What, you think I should scratch something on the bonnet?
No, I'm just wondering if this is the right direction for the man they once called Mr. Derbyshire.
You're right, Andy. What am I doing? And there's people my age running multinationals. Here's me trying to be Doctor Who, doing radio ads, playing cricket. And I've spelt Pratt with two T's. It's a wasted life.
Oh, I don't know, Pod, I wouldn't say that.
No, you made me think, Andy. I mean, basically, I'm cleaning out the toilets in the Last Chance Saloon. I just need to grab life with both hands, Andy. Obviously, try and not drop it.
Pod's road to Damascus has brought him from the temporary BBC car park in the Goldhawk Road to Whitecoat Manor in the Peak District, the world's premier training academy for umpires.
Thing is, Andy, get on the umps list and you're made for life. I mean, look at Dickie Bird. Publishing deals, free parking, all the mints you can cram down your neck, preferential treatment at garden centres. Yeah. And obviously it's a chance to get your own back on your so-called mates.
Ooh, it's a bit like Hogwarts here, Pod.
Is it?
I wonder if there's a Professor Dumbledore in charge.
No. Andy, can you give us a hand with my trunk?
Yeah, okay. Are you nervous, Pod?
Yeah, I'll admit to the odd butterfly, Mr. Hamer. That's probably the most nervous I've been since the diarrhea finish at Kettering, 1987.
Northants versus Combined Universities, when you took the twofer that so nearly saved the game.
Actually, this is a bit like the first day of school.
Well, that's just what it is.
I know, that's why I said it. Right, cop hold of that box of wagon wheels.
Okay. I don't see your Quidditch kit in here, Pod.
Yeah, can you just shut up about Harry Potter, Andy?
Okie doke. It's a great opportunity, this, but a heck of a challenge. There are, what, 100 applicants in this year's intake?
Well, what they're after is the cream. And then they skim the cream off that, then they put that cream through the mangle, just to get one respected official.
Three, four. We are umpires, 1, 2, 3. First there's lunch and then there's tea. Looks as though it's gonna rain. Off the field we come again. Not out, that's out. Over, go ball. Grand light, scoreboard, sit down. Streaker. We are umpires, 1, 2, 3. First there's lunch and then
that's
there's
some
tea.
Disciplined squad. The pipe smoke was like a Red Arrows display.
Did you clock the zips on those tartan slippers? You could see your face in them.
I think you've got your work cut out, Pod.
Right, you horrible-looking bunch of former cricketers who couldn't even get a job on Sky Television. My name is Ted Crap. You may remember hitting the odd boundary off me in the 70s. Or you may not. But I remember you. Were you with the dyed hair and the gold chains? What's your name?
Podmore, sir.
Oh, Podmore, sir. A cucumber sandwich in the long room for Lord Snooty.
Your name is not...
Podmore.
Your name is... arsehole. And your mother is a prosody, who are you?
Arsehole, sir!
Right! 100 leg by signals. Now! 1, 2, 3. Put some effort into it, lad. Tap that fire. Order! That's a no-ball, you scum! What are they sending me these days?
It's the end of a grueling day at umpire boot camp. And as I discovered when I caught up with him in the dormitory, Pod's yet to find his feet. So, first impressions, Pod. Shall I take that pair of pants out of your mouth?
Yeah, some of the older umpires put me through the initiation ceremony. I think they were bored. No DIY shows on the telly. That's no big deal.
Mm. This is top-of-the-range marmalade they've smeared on your head. And all the way down the back of your mullet.
Well, that's what you pay for here, Andy. None of your golly rubbish. I think you'll find these are free-range goose feathers that's stuck to the marmalade.
They must have had a job to get the boot polish into all those tricky crevices.
Electric toothbrush, Andy. Mine.
Shall I cut you down, by the way?
No, not yet. I don't want anyone thinking Pod can't take it. Actually, Andy, can you shove those pants back in my gob?
Sure. Day two, and the trainee umpires learn how to hop amusingly when the score is on 111. They're being tutored by the cast of 42nd Street. But Pod struggles to keep up in the language lab, where the tyros have to master the necessary communication skills for officiating on five continents. Today, they're working on "And That Gentleman Is Lunch." How's it going, Pod? Or should I say, comment ça va?
Oh, I'm struggling, to be honest, Andy. Apparently the Eskimos have 37 different words for sight screen.
And I don't envy you having to do Latin, Pod. I switched to domestic science as quick as I could.
Latin's not a problem, because it's so useful for the grammar. It's these asylum-seeker lingos I have a problem with. If you're umpiring in Romania, they appeal for everything, including your counting coins. It just makes me angry.
But it was in the compulsory maths class that Pod's numeracy really let him down.
Podmore thinks there's five balls and over. Podmore can't count to six.
Jackie, I'm still here, love. I put another 20p in. It's my last one. No, love, no, I'm fine. Yeah, lots of mates. Yeah, it's great here.
Chapel's just finished, and Pod's doing his duty in making that Sunday evening phone call home.
How are the dogs?
Did he?
Did they not get my letter then? Oh, what are they having for their tea? Ooh, lucky beggars. Can you put the phone by his bowl so I can hear him?
You like your cow's lung, don't you?
Oh, I love you, Saxon. Do you love me? Oh, Saxon, I miss you so much. Oh.
Evening, Podmore. You're not blubbing, are you?
Oh, come on, lads. You cut me off. I was saying goodnight to my dogs.
Neville here needs to ring his mum and see if his Ombi 00 signal box has arrived.
It's what?
Why haven't you got a model railway, Podmore? Can't you afford one?
Yes.
Like you can't afford more than four diamonds on your sweater.
Oh, leave it out, lads.
Get in, Trevor.
Come on. Oh, lads.
Now, look here, gents. This has gone far enough. I won't have you treating Dave Podmore like that. Oh, dear. Well, at least it'll get rid of the marmalade. I suppose it's cross-country running, Pod. It's good umpire training for sprinting off the field when England finally win back those ashes.
No, I'm running away, Andy. It's costing a fortune in tuition fees, and to be honest, Andy, I'm just not enjoying it at all.
But it must have toughened you up mentally, Pod.
Can you hold the torch, Andy? I'll just try and cut through the barbed wire.
Okay. Just run, Andy! Keep going! We're through!
Look, Pod, there's a car coming. Pod.
Flag it down, Andy! Stop! Show him a bit of leg.
Okay.
Stop! Please, can you give us a lift to the station?
Well, 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 what have we here? If it isn't Mr. Arsehole and his little bum chum with a microphone.
Well, we haven't got off to the best of starts, have we, Podmore?
Sir?
Your sweater-carrying grades were decidedly poor. And then there was the incident with the cigarette in the lavatory. And you know full well this is a pipes-only college. Whitecoat's men are pipe men.
Sorry, sir.
And now this. What would your wife say? She's made a great many sacrifices on your behalf. She's undertaken a number of topless photo shoots for periodicals such as Loaded and Nux and so forth. And yet this is how you seek to repay her faith in you. Now, what do you have to say for yourself?
Ashamed, sir.
As indeed you should be. I don't know what to do with you, Podmore. I really don't. If you don't have the fibre to withstand the rough and tumble of college life, how do you suppose you'll be able to cope with the verbal assault and, yes, intimidation from the likes of Shoaib Akhtar, the Rawalpindi Express? Glenn McGrath, the abusive bushranger?
Don't know, sir.
Don't know, sir. Very well, Podmore, while I decide what to do with you, you cut along to Hall, and you should catch the end of the lecture on dealing with drizzle by our guest speaker, Mr. Ketley.
And that's probably the funniest drizzle-related incident in my meteorological experience. And that's your weather. My name's John Ketley. Thank you very much.
What's it like working with Suzanne Charlton?
Oh, she's very professional, but that's all from me. Now it's back to the studio.
Here's his sou'wester, Mr. Ketley.
Oh, thanks very much. Are you all right, son? You look a bit down in the dumps.
No. I'm really enjoying the course. That's fascinating talk.
I forecast you're not telling me the truth.
How? You see, you're accurate again. John, I don't know whether I can make it through.
Does the name Michael Fish mean anything to you?
Of course.
Well, do you think Fishy packed it in after one bad hurricane in 1987? No, he didn't. He hung in there and still predicting with 85% reliability.
I know, John, I know, but I just feel like there's this big black cloud hanging over me.
Look, you're always going to have the odd bit of cloud build-up, but before long I think we'll see those clouds clearing away to the east, bringing some slightly brighter spells for the weekend. Temperature's probably a bit above average for April, but I wouldn't put the overcoat away just yet if I were you. And that's your free advice. Bye for now.
Oh, cheers, Ketters. Oh, that guy, Andy.
I'll say.
I mean, they say he's a one-trick pony, but life lesson-wise, he's a finished article.
Emboldened by John Ketley's inspirational expertise, Pod decides to give the course one last try. It's time for the all-important dissertation in front of the entire academy.
Therefore, by introducing a new style of filled baguette with egg and bacon at one end, kebab in the middle and Battenberg cake at the other, the lunch and tea intervals could be condensed into a single cricket break module, facilitating a sufficiently early curtailment of play for us to be back in the pavilion in time for countdown. Thank you.
Sound proposals there, Neville. And I have an idea the authorities will look favourably on your fishing stool proposals. Follow that, Mr. Podmore.
It's, going to, my fellow umpires, my theme is, as I say, the theme of discipline. So say, let me ask you this. Is it any longer fair or reasonable to deny ourselves, as umpires, the protection of semi-automatic firearms? Now, I know to some traditionalists the idea of David Shepherd packing a rod, Jack Hampshire carrying heat, seems all wrong. But consider this. With our sceptred isle about to be visited in the forthcoming season by our law-abiding friends the Pakistanis, is a slight bulge in the jacket and a small risk of bullet wounds such a high price to pay for peace of mind? Pod thinks not. And I don't think you do either. Ball tampering, stump abuse, sledging, spitting in an opponent's face, shoving a potato up the exhaust pipe of his car so it explodes. Well, that's all part of the game. The game we love. But the line has to be drawn in the sand somewhere. And I think the umpire should do it with a shooter. Oh, yes, my friends. The time has come to tool up the umps.
Well, extraordinary scenes here at Whitecoats. It's fair to say, Pod's got the audience eating out of his hand. They're throwing their flat caps in the air, offering him drinks from their thermoses. Now he's being carried aloft.
Two halves a mile in there, love. Trevor, same again. Derek, Graham, Raymond, mild, yes, 24 halves a mile. Actually, can you give us half a dozen Doritos and what's it? Pork scratchings, anyone? Colin?
But not Pod. I like them, but unfortunately they don't like me.
Great bunch of guys. Andy?
Apple size, please, Pod. Straight glass.
No, can you lend us 50 quid? It's only for a couple of days. I'm expecting a postal order from Jackie.
Well, all right, Pod, this once. But you have been rather pushing the boat out. What was it this morning?
Yeah, I know.
Half a dozen short-sleeved shirts, another penknife, carved pipe rack in the shape of HMS Victory.
Yeah, well, it comes with the territory. I mean, you've got to speculate to officiate. You don't know the half of it. I mean, there's the tailor's bills, Panama hats, socks with clocks on, trip on the Flying Scotsman, had to pay for that in advance, down payment on the Hillman Inn. That's a classic car now. It costs a fortune. There's no end to it.
Well, anyway, you're down to the last three now, Pod, so you've got a reasonable chance of getting through.
Well, I've got to get through, Andy. I mean, we'll lose the house otherwise. £10,000 a term for boarding, yeah. Plus you're paying tax. I mean, they've got you by the nutback.
Oh, well, maybe an early night then, Pod. Do a bit of revision on Duckworth Lewis.
Who's he?
It's the method for calculating the outcome of rain-affected matches. Yeah. Basically, it's an empirically weighted partial differential equation.
Oh, here comes trouble. Neville, how are you doing?
And you've got a four-hour Viva on it tomorrow.
Is that your new signal box? Ooh, let's have a look at her.
But, Pod...
This calls for a celebration, lads. Come on, crack open the dominoes. Tell you what, Andy, these are the happiest days of my life.
Well, if it rained for 13 minutes and they'd only scored 70, they have to take 4.1 wicket...
I'm going to have to hurry you, Neville.
Is it 42? 43? Tanzania.
Podmore.
178 off 13 overs, if it's a Wednesday.
Is the correct answer. You're on fire, Podmore.
To put the final three candidates through their paces, Whitecoats College has engaged the services of top History of Time boffin and star of TV's The Simpsons, Professor Stephen Hawking, another feather in the cap of private education.
Neville, you are the weakest tongue. Goodbye.
Professor Hawking is the only person in the galaxy who understands the Duckworth Lewis method. Or so he thought, until he met a certain D.V. Podmore Esquire of England, Leicestershire and the University of Life.
If the required run rate is 7.356, what extra...
The rain would have lasted for 1 hour, 42 minutes and 15.6 seconds unless Steve Waugh was batting with a runner at Brisbane, where the average precipitation is 27% above the Queensland average.
Oh, I see. When Podmore answers, it stays answered. Trevor, name the odd one out. 14.2, 7.3.
No, Professor, I'm sorry, I'm walking. That's me.
And therefore, this year's winning candidate is Dave Podmore.
Well, I'll just see if I can grab a few words with cricket's newest first-class umpire. Pod,
Andy! You've got 4,576 checks on your shirt. Six buttons equals 762.67 checks per button.
Whoa, big fella. This is like Rain Man.
Running time 133 minutes. Total box office on the first Labor Day weekend, $23.5 million.
Well, this is a very different Dave Podmore from the one who had difficulty counting up to six 2 weeks ago. On top of that, you're sweating profusely, and how can I put this, Pod? You seem to have grown breasts.
Have I? I'm nice.
How's this happened?
Internet, Andy.
Hey, Pod. Fancy a curry?
Yeah, you go ahead. I'll catch you up. In fact, I'll get there 3.86 minutes before you, based on the optimum speed of your vehicle relative to my Hillman Inn. Sorry, Andy, you were saying?
Yes, the information superhighway.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was surfing the net, looking at septic tank deals, and came across this advert that was, well, you probably had it yourself. Make your brain as big as your penis.
No, Pod. I put parental controls on my computer, in case my mother sees it.
Well, you're missing out there, pal. That's all I can say. Go on, have a feel. Anyway, works a treat. It's a Viagra-based performance-enhancing agent, which is ideal for the umpire because it keeps your finger up for hours on end.
That's fantastic. I take it it's not on the list of ICC banned substances.
There are 45 banned substances on the list whose chemical compounds include...
What I'm asking, Pod, is will you pass the mandatory ICC drugs test?
Oh, sure. Piece of piss.
Well, I must say Whitecoats College can never have looked lovelier than it does today for this historic annual ceremony of the awarding of the Stump of Honour to top umpiring cadet of his year, Dave Podmore.
Umpires! Stump!
With his partner Jackie and his dog sitting ramrod straight and unflinching as the cannon salutes this newest recruit, umpire Podmore. In time-honoured fashion, Podmore walks up to the ceremonial turnstile to be refused admission by the gateman.
Bugger! Oaf! You're not parking here! Your name's not down here! Bug Hold!
His oaths drift away on the breeze, and now umpire Venkat invites Podmore to step behind the sight screen for the handing over of the white coat, roll of polos, and 6 10p coins for his pocket. And as the flags flutter in the breeze, the band plays commercials themes from time immemorial. In pride of place in the front row, umpires from yesteryear. Their eyes dimmed by time, but then, as now, they're always right. There's Dickie Bird, ready as ever to tell his Ian Botham mobile phone story. And one mustn't forget the former third umpires, watching from a porter cabin in the car park. And what a difficult job they do, keeping one eagle eye on the proceedings and the other on bargain hunt. Podmore emerges now. And it's official. Dave Podmore is a first-class umpire. And as if on cue, the light deteriorates. I see one or two umbrellas going up, and Podmore brings everybody off. Although, I have to say, it's not raining that hard. The crowd doesn't like it, and I do have some sympathy with them. Still, who'd be an umpire?
Come.
He wants to see me, sir.
Yes.
Well, I suppose this is goodbye. Listen, if you want your tickets, you got my numbers, yeah? Anyway, better get on. Doing my first game, Colchester.
I'm afraid not, Podmore.
What's up?
It concerns your urine sample.
It was all right, wasn't it? The doc came to the house, I filled up a litre carafe, handed it over.
Quantity was not the issue.
So, what's the problem?
Well, it's good news and bad. Even though your sample contained no traces of illegal substances...
Great result.
You can no longer be on the first-class umpire's panel.
Eh? What are you doing?
I'm stripping you of your insignia of office.
Eh?
Your Vodafone logo. Your Fly Emirates badge. Your KFC bargain bucket promotion.
Ow! That's dyed into my beard.
And your white coat, please.
Oh. So what's the good news?
The good news is that according to the sample you submitted, you are expecting Alsatian pups. Congratulations.
Dave Podmore would obviously like to thank Christopher Douglas, Andrew Nichols and Nick Newman for their help in making this programme. Also Nicholas Sanderson, Chris Pavlow, Ewan Bailey, John Ketters Ketley and Richard Wilson. This programme was brought to you by System 30 Patio Moss Controllant.
I'm John Stalker, and I say, Patty Amos, you're nicked. Come on, drummer, escort it to the station.